And are you refreshed?
Yes.
Good. Now what?
Hi, it's great to be here. Thank you. My question is, how can I stay connected to my source?
When you can't.
I can't. Okay. To my feeling?
Well, you can't, but you can reconnect any time. In other words, staying connected says, how can I never again address enough contrast that I give birth to any new desire? That's what staying connected says. Surprising, isn't it? You didn't expect that answer from us, did you?
No.
Staying connected says, I will find something and I will stay in alignment with it forevermore, and therefore I will cease to do what I came forth to do, which is explore contrast. Can you launch a rocket of desire in the absence of contrast? That's the question that we would like to put forth to you. Is it possible to launch a rocket of desire from an absence of contrast? Don't you love knowing that? Doesn't it make you more willing to live some life? Now, we don't want you to get carried away. In other words, we think you like the drama of it sometimes. You get so deep into the contrast that sometimes it's hard for you to hook back up. But it's a wonderful thing to rest in the knowledge that the source within you is always there no matter what. And you can retune yourself to that vibration anytime you choose to. And we've noticed that the people that are able to come into alignment more frequently and stay there longer are those that aren't freaking out about not being out of alignment. Nothing will take you out of alignment faster than worrying about being out of alignment.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. I think that that's happening because...
It really is. People do worry about that. They feel guilty. It's bad enough that I'm focused upon something that I don't want, but now I feel guilty that I'm focused upon something that I don't want, which is just more and more and more upstream. Where if you recognize that you're feeling negative emotion and you say, good for me, I'm feeling guidance that's letting me know the vibrational variance between where I am and what I want, that would be like, to not understand the value of contrast would be to go on a journey and to every day that you're not at your destination, belittle yourself for not being there yet. We should be there by now, Esther would say to Jerry. And Jerry would say, but Esther, it was 600 miles drive today. I know, but we should be there. But we've only been on the road 5 minutes. I know, but we should be there. We should be there. We should be good enough that we should be there. And we say, what's wrong with enjoying your journey and being where you are? And diving into what's around you and doing your best from where you are, it's a much more aligning sentiment than to be upset about not being in alignment. You hear what we're getting at? Mm-hmm. You had something specific that you were going for, and we headed you off just a little bit by our surprise attack, but we're...
The thing is, it's difficult for me when I'm in a rational environment, with people who are most of the time are up in their head and